for the sacrament of confirmation. Ask you please stand this moment, all the candidates for confirmation.
Wow, that's a big group. I guess we better hurry up and confirm you. We might be here all night. Where did they all come from Father Carlos?
Well, there is a lot of places, those people, but most are young men here at the parish, English speakers from different places, Spanish speaking, those que hablan español, and Brazilians, Portuguese speaking, naturally.
Wow. So we have the international group here esta noche. We have a real good. Now, you think, Father Carlos, you think they're ready?
We believe they are.
Wow. Now, you think I can trust Father Carlos? One person, that's all you trust. Only one person trusts Father Carlos.
That's a vote of confidence there.
Oh, yeah. Do you think I can trust Father Carlos? Oh, good. Well, what do your parents think? Sus padres, ¿tú piensas está listo por confirmación? Do you think they're ready for confirmation?
Yes.
Oh, well, then let's welcome them. I think we can't deny it, okay? So I think you better sit down, rest. You're going to get tired. And we don't want you to be tired. Now, I just like to kind of, first of all, you know, you see all these priests up here and deacons. Are they important here tonight? The priests, are they important? Some people, yes or no?
Yes.
No, they're not. Okay, I'm the bishop. I'm here tonight. Am I important?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Now, if you don't get the next one, there'll be a big problem. The most important people tonight are who? You are about to be confirmed, isn't that right? Because that's why I've come here. I haven't come here to see the priests or the deacons. I've come to see you. And what do I want to do? As I said, I want to anoint you because you are sacred. Tonight is your special moment. Esta noche muy especial por ustedes. Porque es un no, you are receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Is the Holy Spirit going to speak to you tonight? Is he going to come into your head or into your heart? I don't know. But the Lord will speak. The Holy Spirit will one day speak to you. Because tonight I will say to you, if you believe in the Holy Spirit, you believe that the Holy Spirit will come into your heart so that you can know God. That's the simple message of tonight. If you believe in the Holy Spirit, you believe that the Holy Spirit will come into your heart so you can know about God. And why do I say that? Because you remember you learned about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. What are those gifts? Are they so that you can be very wise and you can be very vain and you can be full of yourself? No. You can be wise in the sense that you can know God. Understanding. That means that you have to be understood by everybody. No, the gift is for you to share, that you can understand God and understand others. Knowledge. Do you want knowledge of the world? Yes, to have knowledge is a wonderful gift. But to have knowledge of God is even more powerful. So when is the Lord and when is the Holy Spirit going to come into your life? It may be today, tomorrow, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. It could be any time. But when the Lord lets the Holy Spirit into your heart, you will know it. Last week, a very famous person died. Most of us probably took no notice. His name was Jan Vanier. Jan Vanier was born and raised in Canada. His father was a governor general of Canada. He grew up with affluence. He became a Navy officer. He became a commander of an aircraft carrier in the Second World War. He had everything. He was famous. And then he went and got a PhD in philosophy in Paris, and he became a teacher. And one day he was in Paris, he was at Mass, and after Mass, the priest said to him, Jan, would you like to come with me to a hospital? And Jan said, yeah, I have nothing to do today, I'll go with you. And this was a very special hospital because this was a hospital for mentally ill people. And when Jan Vanier went there and saw the people, something happened. The Holy Spirit was in his heart. The Holy Spirit spoke to him. And you know what the Holy Spirit said to him? Jan, do you see these people in front of you? Why are they locked up? Why are they not treated with dignity and love? Because all he could see was good people. So when he left the church with the priest said, well, I'll see you later. And Jan said, yes, you will. And a few months later, he came back and he bought a little house next to the hospital. And he took two or three men out and he lived with them. And he said, you know, this was the most rewarding moment of my life. All the wisdom in the world would not fulfill me. All the understanding, knowledge of the world would not make me happy. But the fact that I took care and lived with these three men changed my life. The Lord spoke to him. The Holy Spirit came into his heart and made him, in a sense, recognize how his life could be fulfilled. Jan Vanier started a whole movement called L'Arche, or the Ark. There are homes all over the world today where mentally handicapped people live with other people. And they bring joy into people's lives. Here in the Diocese of Orlando, we have a place called Morning Star where some of these people go to school. We have a place where they live called Bishop Grady Villas in St. Cloud. And if you're ever bored or you're ever sad, you go visit those people. And they will love you unconditionally. They're always caring and loving. Sometimes I meet them and they have jobs in Publix and they want me to meet everybody who they work with. Because they're always joyful. And that's what the gospel is about today. What does Jesus tell us? He tells us about love. And we hear about it. We listen to the scriptures. What does it say? Dios es. Only one person. Dios es. God is. God is love. But do we want to experience the real love of God? And that's what Jan Vanier experienced in his life. And he created this beautiful experience, not just for him, and not just for the people that he brought into his home, but he created for many people who live and care for these people. So that's what I'm saying to you tonight, Confirmandi. The Holy Spirit will come into your heart in moments you will least expect it, and speak to you. And let you know what you want to know to make your life real. Then you have the gift of counsel. What does that mean? It simply means to care, to share. And what are you going to share and care? Jan Vanier shared and cared his life. He gave of himself to others. And what are we going to share with others? The greatest gift you can share is the gift of love, the gift of your life, the gift of your faith. And then it comes to the gift of piety. What does piety mean? Piety means real. In the world we live today, what do we hear about? Fake. Everything is fake this, fake that. But we as Christians, are we fake? We could be. But what makes us real? What makes us real is when we care for other people, when we believe in ourselves. We let the Holy Spirit into our hearts so we can be something. And that something is what brings happiness into our life. If you have all the riches of the world and you're not happy, you're never going to be fulfilled. The rich and famous, what makes them happy? It may be riches and it may be fame, it may be power, but somewhere along the line, they're empty. What makes us real is when we know that the Lord loves us and we have a faith and trust in Him. The last gift is fear of the Lord. Why should we be afraid of God? We said God is love. Why are we afraid of God? And the real reason it's not that we are afraid of God, we are afraid of ourselves. Why? Because if we let God love us, He will change us, make us better, make us real. And what happens to people who are fake? They're afraid to let God love them and to let God change them. If you ask the alcoholic or the drug addict or the person who is addicted to pornography or addicted to whatever, why can't they change? They're afraid. They're afraid to let the Holy Spirit into their hearts so God will change them. And yet the only way they can be cured is how? 12-step program. The first step is the most important. You have to surrender to God, the power of God in your life. And when you surrender to God, you're no longer afraid. You're no longer afraid of yourself, and you're no longer afraid of God. So what we are saying is to let the power of God into your heart so you can be real, fulfilled, a real Christian. Today we celebrate the feast day of Matthias. The only reason we know Matthias is the one who was selected to replace Judas. You remember Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus. And what did Jesus say when he heard that Judas had killed himself? Jesus wept because Judas was afraid of Jesus. And Jesus was willing to forgive him. And that's the way our lives are sometimes. So tied up with fear, with anxiety, with fakeness. So tonight I pray that all of you on your journey of life, let the love of the Holy Spirit into your heart so that you will know who God is. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand who Jesus Christ is. And if we can't understand who Jesus Christ is, how will we know the way? How will we know the truth? And how will we know our lives? And Jesus simply said, I am the way. Yo soy el camino. Yo soy el verdad. Y yo soy la vida. So this is what we want you to understand is, let the Holy Spirit into your life so that you can know the way, know the truth, and know the life. Amen.